The small lady with a large IQ, as one colleague describes Janet Yellen, is also now officially President Obama's nominee to head the Federal Reserve. She'll face some tough questions, including from Republican senators who say she's soft on inflation. But if she's confirmed, what kind of chair will she be? Here now is Meghna Chakrabarty, spoke with Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz yesterday. Professor Stiglitz is now at Columbia University, but he was Janet Yellen's professor at Yale and is close to both Yellen and her husband, economist George Akerlof. Stiglitz began by talking about the couple.
They're all extraordinarily lively, extraordinarily original. George was my best friend in graduate school at MIT, and he shared the Nobel Prize with me in 2001. So we've all been very close. And as I say, they all have bring always a creative view of every issue they touch on.
So what's the better deal, winning the Nobel Prize in economics or being able to put those theories into practice as Fed chair?
You need to do both, and that's why they really are a power couple, an unusual form of power couple, because it's powerful in the realm of ideas. The country hasn't had very many of those.
Well, Professor Stiglitz, let's talk in particular about one of the ideas that Janet Yellen and her husband, George Akerlof, really sort of made their mark on. And that was the idea that workers who are actually paid more or higher than the market wage are actually happier and more productive. And that overall might be better for the economy than what a strict sort of free market analysis might say the going wage should be.
That's right. It's called the efficiency wage theory. Really important in understanding why, for instance, we have unemployment and why the markets often don't act as standard old-fashioned theory suggested. It highlights one of the really important aspects of Janet's work. She brings together a deep understanding of monetary economics, of financial markets, and an understanding of labor markets. And right now, you know, quite honestly, we have problems in all these markets.
So what would your response be to some of Janet Yellen's critics in Washington? I mean, for example, Senator Bob Corker, one of the top Republicans on the Banking Committee, has said that he believes Yellen's views on monetary policy are dovish.
There is a tradition that has been worried about inflation. Now, you have to remember that the Fed in the United States, I think quite rightly, has a number of mandates. It's not just fighting inflation. It's maintaining full employment, maintaining growth, and maintaining financial stability. The excessive focus just on inflation in the years before the crisis, I believe, contributed to creating the crisis. As I look at the American economy now, and I think most people would agree with me on this, the major problem with the United States right now is a lack of growth and a lack of jobs. Mm-hmm. And so having somebody at the helm who has a balanced view of all of the mandates that it is supposed to fulfill is somebody that we really need right now.
So in that case, do you see her ascendancy to the Fed chair as a change in the possibility for what the Fed can do for the U.S. economy, or given the fact that there has already been this massive stimulus program, just a continuation?
She does represent continuity, and I think that one of the reasons the market is so supportive, of course, one of the reasons those in financial markets and Wall Street are so supportive of Janet is that they've had an opportunity to deal with her. They've seen her intellect. They've seen her honesty, her transparency. Everybody who's worked with her have found her really great to work with.
I've seen it said that there's a toughness to her that perhaps, and this is what other people are saying, perhaps we didn't see in current Fed Chair Ben Bernanke. I guess I'm wondering, Professor Stiglitz, if there's something about Janet Yellen that you know that hasn't been reported yet that you think could give us some good insight into what kind of Fed Chair she's going to be.
She is very straightforward, very honest. She has an enormously good sense of humor. I think that's one of the things that enables her to be tough. She is extraordinarily fair, and people, when she's being tough, have said, you know, she's not asking anything of me that she wouldn't ask of herself. everybody who's dealt with her from, you know, and I've talked to central bank governors in different countries. I've talked to people who work for her. They all come away with enormous sense of respect for her.
Professor Stieglitz, before we go, since we do have you, I would love to know what your thoughts are right now on the government shutdown and the coming fight over the debt ceiling limit, which is soon to be reached. What's your take on what's been happening in Washington?
Sanctuary absurd. There's a particular absurdity to the fight over the debt ceiling because Congress passes laws about taxes. Congress passes laws about expenditures. And what we borrow is simply the difference between what we've enacted in legislation about expenditures and taxes. So to say that what we aren't going to allow you to borrow the difference is like saying we're going to pretend that 2 and 2 is not equal to 4. We're going to pretend it's equal to 5 or 3, and you figure out how to make the arithmetic add up. It is literally absurd.
Joseph Stieglitz is a Nobel Prize-winning economist and professor at Columbia University. His latest book is The Price of Inequality: How Today's Divided Society Endangers Our Future. Professor Stieglitz, thank you so very much.
It's a real pleasure.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.